Oh.
I can speak to Mr. Woodward, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Frank. My name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you with the Scottish redress case.
All right, aye.
How are you, Frank?
Not bad.
Perfect. I've got a password on your account, Frank, as Lexi.
Yes, aye.
Excellent. Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Frank, about your case?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Just to let you know, Frank, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role in MMA, so I'm part of the investigation team.
Uh-huh.
To go out and gather the evidence on your behalf. Now, that's obviously whether through social services, education authorities, and my team go right to those relevant authorities and gather that information for you. But this call today, Frank, isn't so much about your time in care. You've already been through that with our customer care team. It's more to do with, you know, the trauma you faced in care, how that had an effect on you as an adult, whether that be through the likes of, you know, anxiety, PTSD, depression, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what might have you, Frank, is I'll go and write to your, you know, your GP, NHS trusts, any sort of rehabilitation centre, gather that information and present it to the Scottish Redress team, because, you know, it's an overall and accurate picture of not only your time in care, but obviously what's happened to you. They have to take that into consideration, Frank, when deliberating on your case, you see. So it's just my role to give you the best chance of getting the most positive of outcomes from your case.
Well, like you say, when I was in there, I think it just made me, because back in the day, there was nothing like that. You never went to doctors or that for anything like that.
No, of course. But
I think it just turned me day different things. And I was in Boston and all that day.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I never, well, you care away back then. There was nothing to... You never ever went to the doctors for anything like that.
I get that. I get obviously, the sign of the times. And more about, you know, later on into your adult life, did you ever need any sort of help with depression or anxiety?
No.
No, so you've never suffered with either of those two?
No. I'm no one for going to the doctor, actually.
Yeah, no, I get that, pal. I get that. Yeah, depression.
And I'm no one for talking about anything really, actually.
Yeah, I get that. Did you suffer with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Frank?
Well, I wasn't in substance. I used to drink quite a lot.
Yeah, but did you ever go to like an AA or?
No, never.
Okay. No issues with substance, Frank?
No.
Okay. Okay. I've got a real tough one, Frank. I do apologise, but I do have to ask you. So I am sorry. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Frank?
No, I haven't. No.
The reason why I asked that, Frank, is obviously, you know, a lot of times...
I end up
in hospital and I write to the hospital to gather that for them. Okay. So no sort of mental health problems? No. We've gone through the alcoholism. There's no issues there. We can't...
No,
that.
No.
That's just fine.
I think every job I've had, but it's been a kind of a loner job. I'm driving lorries now. I'm out myself, and before I used to drive machines, on a machine myself all the time.
Yeah, so you prefer to wear
your
own. Okay. Hello. Okay, so what I'll do, Frank, is I'll write to the the authorities of the assessment centres and the approved school that you were in. I write to obviously the social services and the educational authority in Aberdeen.
I think that's shot now.
Yeah, no, the school will be. Well, likely as it will be, but they'll still have records of you.
I was in there for about 2 years, actually.
So, once I get that information back, Frank, from, you know, social services, education authorities, prison service, do you want me to share that with you?
Aye, you should, aye.
Okay. Okay. So when we get that back, Frank, I will send you copies of everything I get. We'll then go through that together, me and you, make sure that you're happy. We've got everything. We're not missing any sort of information. There's no gaps. We'll go through your statements for your time in each of these places. Make sure your statements have everything in that that you want and need to be in there. And then what I'll do is I'll then do what's called our final submission, Frank. So we'll send all that to the Scottish Redress team. So what we've done so far, Frank, is we gave them notice that we are going to claim, but we have told them we will be providing support and evidence. You know, the support and evidence obviously helps with, you know, the outcome, if you like. So from submission or from our final submission, Frank, is we then await what's called a panel date. It's where a panel of individuals will deliberate on our case. It's all done behind closed doors, Frank, so we don't, you know, there's no need for us to be there. And then we'll get notification then on hopefully getting you some recognition of what's happened to you in the form of an apology and also an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Woodward. Is that okay, sir?
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. Just let you know, Frank, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround. It could take me anywhere up to 10 months to get this information.
I know.
But I will be in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks just to let you know how I'm getting on. And, you know, anyway, if you can remember anywhere else or any other detail in that process, I'll just walk you through everything, Frank.
Okay. Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay. So do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. I just need to go back a step with you, Frank. Obviously, we're about to take on our main body of work, if you like, you know, 8 to 10 months worth of work. And obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I just need to make sure you fully understand our fees, you know, how we charge, what we charge, and what other options are out there available for you. And then if you're still happy for me to continue with your case, obviously, I'll go out and gather the evidence for you.
Yes, I am.
So just to let you know, Frank, that you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme. You can actually do this yourself. But obviously that would entail you, you know, gathering your own evidence if you wish to and submitting your own case. So that's option one. Option two, Frank, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this, Frank, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government. Now they get that scheme's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where them law firms get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Okay. Now, as a law firm, I can't legally divulge those law firms' practices and what they will do for you, and probably more importantly, Frank, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you, Frank, is that we as a law firm, MMA Legal, we don't participate in that government scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government. What we do, Frank, is we enter into a personal a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. If you win, we win. You lose, we lose together. It's on us as a law firm to go out and give you the best opportunity. By gathering as much evidence as we possibly can to give you, you know, a chance of getting the most positive of outcome. Our fate are tied, really, Frank. That's what I'm trying to say. Our fees, Frank, are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. Actually, slightly less, Mr. Woodward. It's 16% plus VAT. But just obviously for ease of conversation and maths, we tell clients it's 20%. So no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, Frank, you'll never pay us more than 20%, including the VAT.
No, that's fine.
Okay. On the flip side of that, Frank, just for peace of mind, if we are unsuccessful with your case, we will never come knocking on your door for any of our fees. Because you've been through such turmoil in your life and your younger years through, you know, time and care and wherever, we will never put you under any sort of financial duress. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees if we're unsuccessful with obtaining you any sort of compensation, Mr. Woodward. Is that okay, Frank?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Excellent. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, sir?
Oh, yes. And I know, like yourself, I know you'll do everything possible because the more you get, the more you get. I mean, so it's in everybody's best interest.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very, very symbiotic relationship. It's always to give you the best chance. So,
I know.
Yeah, perfect. So you're still happy for me to continue?
Yes, I am.
Just to let you know, Frank, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is you can change your mind for the first 14 days, rip the paperwork up, walk away, and pursue this case on however which way you want. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed, I can restart that today from this phone call. If you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case.
Aye, no problem.
Yeah, are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off period, Frank?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You have my number now, Frank. My name's Michael. I'm going to be your caseworker now until the very end.
Uh-huh.
If you need me for anything, just pick up the phone and ring me. I'll always be at the other end of the phone call for you. If I can't answer, leave me a message and I'll get back to you straight away.
Right, no problem.
Okay. I'll write to you, Frank, with all of our contact details within the next 2 weeks.
That's great.
But if you need me, Frank, just give me a call, yeah?
I will do.
I work for you now, Mr. Woodward, so you need me.
Yes.
Okay, Frank, do you have any questions for me, sir?
No.
Okay, sir. Well, if you do, Frank, just like I said, just give me a call.
Yes, I will do.
We'll start the process now of going out and gathering all your information for you. Thank you, Frank. Lovely speaking to you.
Right, no problem. Right, thank you.
Thanks for talking to me, Frank. Really appreciate it.
Right, no problem.
Have a good day, sir.
Right. Cheers.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.